Jimmy, good morning. Thanks for the time.
How about thank you, Chris? This is a big deal, and I thank the station and everybody who's put up with me. This is a big bump. We're actually singing the theme song from the Jeffersons over here right now. We're moving on up.
Like George and Wheezy. I love it. Jimmy, some of our listeners might already know about your show, but for our folks who haven't had a chance to listen yet, what can they expect to hear?
So the whole hook with Fox Across America is, you know, I'm a former New York City cab driver and just a regular guy. So what I'm trying to do every day is just have the conversation. I don't want to be in charge of how people vote. I'm not telling anybody how to live their life because I still haven't figured out how to live mine. I'm kind of a hot mess. But you know what? I always say I'm like your radio buddy. You can get on the phone and agree. You can get on the phone and disagree. The only thing I ask is that you don't use too many big words.
I love it. I love it. Why is it important for you to be able to laugh and have fun while giving these hard news stories to people?
Well, this is the truth, okay? You know, laughter, for a lot of people, is a way of taking the edge off of all the craziness going on in the world. And when you're laughing about stories, it's a lot easier to disagree about stories and, you know, maybe find some type of productive consensus by the end of the conversation. You know, a lot of politics right now is, you know, if the person doesn't agree, you basically want to banish them, you know, to some foreign locale. I never want to see you in my life again. When the truth is, you know, this country wasn't built on agreement. The country was built on disagreement. The founding fathers, you know, in a lot of ways couldn't stand each other. I mean, if you really got technical, back at the founding of this country, they used to have duels where politicians would settle their differences by taking three steps and shooting each other. And that's insane. The winner would live and the loser would vote Democrat in the next election somehow. Don't ask me why. But it was a different time then, and we're trying to do a calmer version of that.
It didn't sit there some, like, musical that made $1 billion about something like that, I believe.
Yeah, there you go, Hamilton.
There you go.
We're doing it all wrong. Right, please, Chris, what are we on the radio for?
We missed the boat, Jimmy, for sure. What are some of the biggest stories you're going to follow as we get into this new year?
Well, right now, okay, obviously we've got the transition where Trump's heading back to Washington, and, you know, America has now learned a valuable lesson to never order a president by mail again. So we've got the new incoming administration and all the optimism that accompanies that. This week, we're kind of laughing a little bit at the outgoing administration just to have fun with some of the ridiculousness we've seen. And then we've got to really prioritize what's going on out in California. It seems to be a lot of mismanagement. And I have a real soft spot. I honestly love the state of California. It's beautiful. It's just run by some of the most incompetent people we have. And, you know, we're going to talk about that this week and how some of their own ideology might have misguided their or mismanaged their response, and also try to find a productive way to help. Because that's the thing about my show, is it sounds like I'm getting paid in Tide Pods and tequila, as I always say. But we are trying to help. I mean, I'm new enough to media that I care. I know there's millions of people listening around the country, and I'm trying to make a positive difference. And hopefully we can. I mean, this is a fancy new time slot, man. We better. It's now or never, Chris.
I love it. The internet, Jimmy, as you know, all a buzz about President Carter's funeral and the conversation between Trump and President Obama. What'd you make of the exchange there?
I loved the back and forth. Yeah, it kind of exposes the hypocrisy of politics and that they called Trump Hitler for 8 years and then made nice when they saw them. But I want them at the highest level to be able to coexist, because if our presidents can't, okay, these are the most prosperous people among us, if they can't put their differences aside for a 40-minute mass, how the heck are we gonna? So in that regard, I thought it was funny. But the guy I like the most, if you watch the videos, George Bush was amazing. Like, he walks in, he smacks Obama on the chest the way you would, like, put a cigar in your buddy's pocket at a barbecue and be like, "Hey, man, me and you are going to Hooters after this." It was just, like, so real. And I enjoyed the whole scene. I even enjoyed Bill Clinton sleeping, if you saw that. Biden was sleeping. And Hillary was sitting behind him like a wet cat getting a bath. She hates that crowd so much.
I thought it was Bush coming over and saying, "Hey, thanks for making the birdie putt there, my guy."
But that's what it looked like.
It did.
Right?
It did. Who's coming up on your show today and this week, Jimmy?
So today they're busting out the varsity. Obviously, we've got a new time slot. So I was told we've got the America's Newsroom, the Bill Hemmers and Dana Perinos of the world are scheduled to show up. You're probably going to hear from Kennedy, which is a big deal. Emily Campagna from Outnumbered. It's a varsity game. So all I can tell you is I'm on my way into Fox right now. it's the best time of year to be in New York because it's freezing out, but you can't smell the city. So there's optimism everywhere. We got a new time slot. We got a hot lineup. I will see everybody at noon. I can't wait.
Great stuff. Jimmy, as I let you go real quick, where can our listeners go to follow your show and make sure they don't miss anything from the Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla?
Yes. So if you actually go to the radio site's the website, foxacrossamerica.com. Okay, of course, we want you listening live here on TTF. And if you miss any of it, foxacrossamerica.com for the rewind. But seriously, thank you. We're fired up today. We're going to, you know, it's the deluxe. You're going to get a varsity game.
Love it. Jimmy, thanks for the time. Look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks, Chris. You're the best.
You got it.